Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is freaking game day. Want to know your Cowboys Cardinals predictions? 877-881-1053. Send in those predictions right now. And for y'all, as well as the Tolos, is it hard to concentrate at work when the Cowboys play on a weekday? Now, luckily, our advantage...
Are we y'all?
Yeah.
Okay, because y'all said y'all, and I was like, I don't know who the hell he's talking about. Me and Mike?
Well, so that's Texas. It's a Texas word. Yeah. It's actually a contraction.
It's you,
it means you all.
And all yeah. Squished together.
No, I get that. I've been in Texas my whole life. But I didn't know if you were saying, like, y'all, like, are we having a hard time concentrating? Kevin, all we have to do is focus on football today, baby.
I was going
to
say, we have the advantage that our job is to talk about sports on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. So that makes it easier to not get distracted. But for Tolos who are, you know, accountants or car salesmen or plumbers or whatever it is that all of our amazing Tolos do, do you get distracted during the day? Whereas usually on a Sunday, not all, but a lot of the Tolos would hopefully have the day off and they'd be like, once I get through church, it's time to watch football.
I would say 25 to 30% fall into that category. If you just look at ratings, obviously about 25, 30% of our Metroplex watches the Dallas Cowboys play. And so I'd say, yeah, about 25 to 30% of the Metroplex right now is distracted, but it's also an exciting time. I remember back in the old days before coronavirus and something like this would happen and we would be at a restaurant or we would be at a car dealership or, you know, we would be somewhere. Today would be a day where we would be out somewhere doing our show. And I mean, I get it. We're sports talk radio. We're home of the Dallas Cowboys. So people would want to see us and say, hey, how's it going? Go Cowboys. Or this is what I think the Cowboys are going to do. Or so, I mean, there was all that distraction going on. Now, obviously, we're at a place that wants people to talk Cowboys and be there. But, yeah, I think if I was working right now at a school, let's just say I was a teacher, I would in walking in the hallways, I'd know my sports fans, other teachers, and I would be like, hey, you know, this, this, and this. Or if I knew some of the kids were on the football team and maybe cared about the NFL or whatever, I might be like, hey, man, go Cowboys. What do you think tonight? You know, type of deal.
For the 972, I told my boss I was going to a doctor's appointment so I could go to the gym early so I don't have to go to the gym after work and miss the start of the game. That is the next level planning that I'm thinking about right there.
Yeah, but what happens when you need to take a doctor's appointment?
Just tell him you got sick again. Who's going to ask about that? It's time of corona.
Pandemic time, Reggie. Come on, man. Everybody's going to be like, man. Oh, sick. Oh, but hey,
hippo.
No.
That's not what it's called either.
Kevin, there are a couple things. One, when we worked on Sundays, we knew there were a lot of people working on Sundays, too, because we saw the fan text light up every morning. We also did a segment, and I can't remember what it was. Was it Why Did You Skip Church This Morning?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
All right.
And do you feel bad about it?
So I think we can add that right now is why are you skipping work and do you feel bad about it? Because that feels like that's the situation I'm seeing is more people are like, look, I got a game at 4:00. And then I got another football game later tonight. I got to focus. Are you going to be in on the first game, too? Because that's a big-time game at 4 o'clock to kind of lead you into Cowboys game. I'm not going to be gassed from football by that time.
I think normally I would be in on that, but I get so, like, don't we all get so Cowboys-centric when it's usually a standalone day? Like,
okay.
If it's Thursday, Sunday night, or Monday, like, I just block out that window of time and ignore other football. I'm not used to, like, competition or leading into that game. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll catch part of the game that starts at 4 o'clock on a Monday, but like that's probably not going to be my big focus.
It's not my big focus. I wish I could give more time to it. My kid has baseball practice from 5:45 to 7:15 tonight, and I'm one of the coaches, so that would be kind of bad for me to skip out on that. So, yes, I'm interested because it's Patrick Mahomes. I think the most, for me, the most watchable player in the NFL today. Yeah. And so I definitely want to watch every Patrick Mahomes snap that I can watch. That being said, close to halftime, I'm going to have to leave, and so I'm going to miss most of that game and then get back home and watch the kickoff of the Cowboy game.
Kevin, I'm treating it like a Sunday. I'm ignoring my family from 4 mm-hmm. o'clock until mm-hmm. I go to bed tonight. Mm-hmm. So the wife can put the kids to bed. She can take care of all those things. That's how I'm handling today.
So does that mean they have a tiny window? Are they all on alert? They have approximately an hour to best case scenario, yes. an hour and a half to get your attention and love. Yeah.
So I have to help with some of the schooling, like at 2:30-ish, so I can handle that for, about an hour and a half, because Avery's done about 3, so bam, I can finish all that up around that time, and then boom, 1 hour, and I can tell my wife, hey, it's my job, I have to pay attention to sports.
I could see Corey if, like, his wife was on a work deal or something and she couldn't be at home tonight, or she had to go like on some sort of trip or something, and he's like Big Daddy Adam Sandler and one of his kids is like, kangaroo song, and he's like, all right.
No, I go around the house and I change all the clocks and just make it look like it's a different time so that they feel like they have to go to bed at whatever time I tell them.
Man,
so tonight's 4 o'clock,
and the one who will get you there, Corey, if I'm predicting correctly, is Lucy, because I have seen her wear both of y'all down, where if she didn't get queso, nothing else was going to happen. You're like, fine, we'll get some more queso.
Just whatever you want. From the 859, Kevin, I'm an engineer, and I listen to the station through the radio.com app, and I drive my boss crazy with all the Cowboys talk.
Yeah,
so.
By the way, a couple people went after the jobs I assigned to Tolos. They're like, why can't they be doctors or lawyers? Like, I did not think that the jobs I doled out were bad, but yes, whatever job you have, good for you, and I hope you aspired to that job or you're doing what you want to do or whatever. It wasn't a shot at the Tolos.
Yeah, you don't want paying your bills.
Yeah, you don't want the chest open of somebody of doing like some sort of heart surgery and the doctor turning his head going, so yeah, what do you think of the Cowboys tonight? Nope, not the time. I'm a Cowboys fan too.
Okay.
Not the time.
But like, would any part of you, if you were another doctor, think it was funny if they're like this guy right now got no heart? Am I right? Mm. But like, is that not the time to be doing bits? Probably, right? Look, I'm not a doctor for a reason.
Well, I feel like if your chest cavity is open, you won't hear this conversation. You should be under anesthesia. If you can hear the conversation, there's more problems than just that.
It seeps in. I do want to know, because, like, you watch Nip Tuck. I've seen doctors. Some of them listen to music. Some of them do all sorts of things while they're doing surgery. How many doctors out there listening to KNC during open heart surgeries? I want to see it from you today.
Oddly, just hope text that in right is now. Not the case.
When you're in the tube for the MRI?
Yeah. They're just like, what are you doing in there? No, you need to be still. You need to be still. Don't move. Otherwise, we're going to have to redo this.
From the 254, I'm a teacher, and I definitely called in today to get my grilling and tailgating fix on. In the backyard, of course, go Cowboys.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And that's what I was curious, and somebody else texted in and said, I got 100 hours of PTO. I'm taking the day off. That's what I was curious about is, like, do people operate as if this is a weekend day when they have to work during the week? And they're like, no, I'm going to take the day off. Because I saw one or two people say, no, I'm taking tomorrow off because I feel like I might have to drink after the game and I really want to be able to have tomorrow off. And so that's next level planning right there.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, after Super Bowl should be a day off, right? We
agreed.
Always say that, and nobody agrees with Kevin on this. From the 940, I find it distracting because I work at the Cowboys merchandising facility in Frisco, and we aren't allowed to wear our Cowboys jerseys. They're working in the Cowboys facility, but they can't wear their jerseys. And I'm assuming that has something to do with we don't want you walking out with a different jersey or something like that.
That's my theory, is that how would you figure out, because you could just come in your regular shirt and then just throw on a Cowboys gear and you're like, yeah, it's game day. Hold on, were you wearing that earlier? Yeah, I was. That would be hard to patrol theft.
And then I also presume that, like, a lot of people out there do wear their Cowboys gear on game day, right? Like, do you wear your Cowboys t-shirt for during games?
And then roll up to Albertsons and get that 10% off?
Tom
I know
Thumb
the deal.
Does the same thing. By the way, my mom just texted me, and she said that she was in the middle of surgery, and her doctor said something about his vacation in Hawaii, and she woke up and started talking to him.
What?
In the middle of the surgery. Yeah.
That was a long time ago, right? Because can we even travel to Hawaii?
technically, you can. It's okay. Still really difficult, trust me, from the 817. I'm a surgical tech, and we absolutely have the fan on during surgery. Like, I'm conflicted about that because on the one hand, I appreciate you listening very, very much. I just don't want a discussion to be like,
it's the way they focus.
Bull crap, and you get distracted.
Also, Mike, do you feel bad now knowing that, like, there might be a surgeon that messes up a surgery because of one of your great jokes?
Yeah, they start laughing. It can happen.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Kevin, you don't think my jokes are funny?
No. I told you last week, I think you operate at a different level than everybody else, and I 100% meant that. But just your explanation of that when you go, yeah, my jokes, because they'll be laughing at them. That was, like, not the exposition I was looking for in that moment.
The 972, I'm going into work 3 hours early so I can get home in time for the game tonight.
Quality.
So some people are saying they're actually doing work just in a different manner. They're being proactive with their work, not just skipping it like some people out there.
Now we got everybody just telling us what they do for a living. We got someone on the Twitch chat that actually is like, I'm a stay-at-home dad, and mom gets home at 5, so we're solid for the rest of the day.
I've always wondered about that dynamic. Do you automatically get to tag out, and is the person who's coming back from their job super excited that then they have to pick that up, and you're like, hey, I've been watching the kid all day. Like, I'm curious about how that dynamic exactly works.
Kevin, I just got a text from David Miller, who's a Tolo, strong Tolo right there. He said he's an oral surgeon, and he listens to 105.3 The Fan all day. It's on in his office all day long. Everybody in the office listens to it, even whenever he's doing oral surgery.
I don't know why you pronounce...
Why would you do surgery with your mouth?
Well, no, he's
like,
not...
how are you supposed to hold the
no,
scalpel
No, he's
still?
A dentist, dude. He does tooth stuff.
Okay, so I actually have to go to the dentist today, and they had one of our stations on, and a soda commercial from us popped up while I was in the chair, and I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. And I was, like, hoping that the person who was, like, cleaning my teeth didn't go... Hold on, is that you right now? And I was like, shouldn't you be focusing on that? So I can't even imagine, like, other surgery being focused on other things. But I mean, I guess that's why they're doctors and stuff. Like, they're very smart and able to multitask.
They just let you slide on flossing because you're a radio star, Kevin. That's why now.
Hey,
they're not-
look, let's just all make an agreement right now. Dentists and hygienists of the world, stop asking that. You already know the answer. You know I haven't been flossing consistently because you're like, you need to floss 3 times a day or whatever. Oh, please. If I floss 1 time a day, that is an achievement. So let's just stop asking the question. You already know, all right? I haven't been flossing correctly, and you know it. Deal?
Yeah, I get it. It's like when I went to a new team and one of my strength and conditioning coordinators said, so you don't like doing abs much, do you? They knew. They looked at my abs and they knew. It's like a dentist should look at your gums and go, you don't like flossing much, do you? They know, to your point.
Yes.
I think it's all about trust. They want to see if you're willing to give them the right answer.
Fine. And then what happens if I lie? They're not going to give me proper treatment. They're going to be like, you know what? I would have given you better dental care if you would have been honest about it. Is that what's happening?
Do you usually just get that regular flat toothbrush from them whenever you leave, Kevin? Or do you get a special one that has all sorts of curves and all sorts of extra,
they gave me
know,
a bamboo brush last
a
time
what?
I went to the dentist.
What the hell is that?
Don't worry about that. That's not the point, guys.
Instead of made of plastic, it was made of bamboo for the environment.
Fancy.
No. Not the brush part.
From the 903, I'm going to stream the game on Hulu during my son's baseball game tonight. So, Kevin, I think your question originally, because we've taken a few turns here, was, distracted because of the game tonight? And it seems as if lots of people are making plans to be distracted.
Look, I don't know how you can't be distracted. Our job is to talk about the game in football, and we even got distracted. If your job is lawyer, doctor, accountant, surgeon, whatever – How?
Oh, only white collar jobs, Kevin?
Oh, my God. I said the other. Oh, good God. Whatever your level and job is of employment, whatever it is.
Whatever color your collar is, we support you.
That's right. Or if you have no collar, we still support you. Do you get distracted during work? And it seems like a lot of people are. And for the people who say they are not, are you working right now and texting in? Because we have gotten a gigantic amount of feedback. And dare I hypothesize that if you say no, yet you stopped working to text in, that perhaps you do get distracted after all.
I feel like everybody's distracted, Kevin.
Also, go ahead and give us your predictions, 877-881-1053. For people that missed it.
Oh, there were a bunch of earlier, Kevin. I'll go back to those and find them.
Because there's a lot of feedback. Mike, give us your prediction for tonight.
Unfortunately, I'm picking 42-27 Cardinals.
I've only seen two people pick against the Cowboys, Kevin, on the fan text today.
Oh.
Yeah, only seen two so far. I am picking the Cardinals 31, Cowboys 30. Because if they win by one, then Mike and I split our betting with Mike over the weekend.
Nice. You got lucky on this one because it's gone down to a pick 'em.
Oh, really?
It was 2.5 to start the week, so that means a lot of money has come in on the Cowboys.
I'm going to go 34-24 Cardinals. Kyler Murray don't lose in AT&T Stadium, so I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with Cardinals. Reggie?
Yeah, that was actually right about the line that I was going. 34-27 Cardinals.
All right. I like it.
Kevin from the 828. As a delivery driver, sometimes I pull over and listen to the end of a segment and stop working. It happens, man. That's just what we do.
I mean, that's absolutely everybody on this Zoom, in this show, probably listening right now, has stayed in their car to listen to the end of a segment.
I have.
And that is the time where you actively get mad at the radio host for doing their job and building up the suspense. Because you're like, just get to the damn point I want to hear so I can get out of my car and go do the rest of the stuff. But at that point, you know they're good at their job because you stayed until the end of the segment.
Yep.
Like this one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.